you're creative enough, we would have found a rabbit.
Honestly, please, let me finish. It was great. And you guys were playing because I couldn't hear anything that those guys were saying. But all I heard at one point was one of the guys that got one of the red say Mickey Mouse. That's all I heard that whole night. That's disgusting. It was awful. They were just yelling at the mics. And they were holding the mics like here. So like, and you'd be like,
okay, call this meeting to order at 6:07, and we'll start today with the attendance. President Yamagishi, Vice President Chellen,
present.
Vice President Kuzmu,
present.
Vice President Shima,
present.
Vice President Sumar,
yo.
Governor Kelly,
present.
Councillor Milner. Councillor Kim.
Hello.
Councillor McGinn.
Present.
Councillor Kinda.
Present.
Councillor Mills. Councillor Ruth.
Present.
Councillor Borden.
Present.
Councillor Lay.
Present.
Mr. Matt Machador for Councillor Holt. Am I pronouncing that correctly?
Marchador.
Okay.
Present.
Councillor Smith.
Present.
Councillor Curlew. Councillor Lang? Councillor Crone? Councillor Babick?
What are personal privilege, Mr. Speaker? Sorry. Is that your point? Yes, yeah. Sorry. Thanks.
Councillor Babick, sorry?
Present.
Mr. Lott for Councillor Reitz?
Present.
Councillor Carson?
Present.
Councillor Bellinger? Councillor Chaudhry?
Present.
Councillor Champagne? Councillor Truong?
Present.
Councillor Kuchi Kazil?
Present.
Councillor Nguyen?
Present.
Councillor Pham?
Present.
Councillor Bui? Here. Councillor Monfries?
Present.
Councillor Hodgson? Present as well. And I'm here. All right. So I would like to first remind you all of the oath that you have taken, and also I would like to note that I will be special ordering item 7A to take place immediately after presentations, which is going to be immediately after these announcements, because there's no presentations, and that's simply due to standing orders. And also like to note that our next meeting will take place on Tuesday, July 10th. So with that, given that there are no presentations, we will move right on to item 7A, which is Yamagishi Kuzmu moves that Students Council nominate two voting members of Council to the Dai Board Chief Tribune Selection Committee. And since President Yamagishi isn't here, Vice President Kuzmu, would you care to introduce?
Sure.
So,
Dai Board is the
interpretation and enforcement for voters. And yeah, we need the
council to consider the council. So,
yeah,
that's pretty much it. Very well.
Are there any nominations?
I'd like to nominate the Councillor Abbott.
Councillor Babick, do you accept?
Thank you, I accept.
Are there any further nominations? Oh, Councillor Kinda?
I'd like to nominate Councillor Nguyen.
Councillor Nguyen, do you accept?
I accept.
Are there any further nominations? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to nominate Councillor Smith.
Councillor Smith, do you accept?
I respectfully.
Are there any further nominations? Very well. With that, then, congratulations to Councillor Babick and Councillor Nguyen. So then we will move right on to item, five, it's executive committee report. So there are any members of the executive who wish to make a report? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you very much, Mr. Speaker. A lot of things going on since I submitted my report to council. Of particular note, and I'll probably spend the majority of my speaking here talking about this, was a meeting with the environmental health and safety people from the university to talk about the emergency notification system, especially with regards to the incident on June 15th. So myself and Justin Williams met with two different representatives from the office just to discuss exactly what happened that day and just to address student concerns. It was about half an hour in terms of a meeting, and I believe that the two individuals that we met with would be meeting with several other stakeholders, so people from SafeWalk, other people from the university, potentially Campus Protective Services, and other people who were involved. If you have any feedback whatsoever, I encourage you to let me know. If you have more questions about this meeting, please feel free to ask me a question during question period. I also had a health promotion and advisory, health promotion committee meeting today. Sorry, it's been a very long day. I also had a SACHI meeting with the Vice President Academic, and Councillor Kim also attended, and a few other meetings with some other student representatives.
Are there any other members of the executive who wish to make a report? Okay. With that, then we'll move on to board and committee reports. Is there any committee that would like to report? Governor Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have nothing else to report. Besides, I just wanted to, make a big shout out to SafeWalk. I think, as far as I can tell, our SafeWalk was the first responders, so I think we should be really, really proud of them. And again, you know, send our thoughts and condolences to the individuals who were volunteering with SafeWalk that evening, who were, you know, the first people, I guess, to sort of discover what was happening there. So just wanted to send that out there. Thanks.
Are there any other committee members or chairs who would like to make a report? Sorry, Councilor Carson.
Yes, I'd like to make a CAC report with my co-chair. Excellent. Awesome. So, first of all, Kelsey created a survey for councilors to take surrounding the retreat. It will be emailed out right after council is over by Councilor Mills. Two, we're making a working team for the council mentorship program, so if you'd like to join the team, be a part of it, or have any ideas or concerns, please email Councilor Mills, Council Borden, or myself. Third of all, we're working on amending standing orders under Section 19, Miscellaneous Council and adding Council Accessibility to make Council accessible to students' union members, as in all students who need specific assistance. An example, a translator, and students will require to give CAC at least 1 week's notice beforehand. This change has not yet been made, but we will be discussing it in further detail at our next CAC meeting. If you'd like to attend, that's July 10th at 5 p.m. in sub 606. And if you have any comments or concerns, please email Councillor Mills, Borden, or myself. Excellent, thank you.
Wait a parliamentary inquiry.
Go ahead.
How would I announce or let the council know that the president is unable to Skype due to technical difficulties and therefore sends his regrets?
He would probably respond like he did to the mass text that he sent to all of us by indicating that. Thank you. Mr. Vice President. Are there any other committees who would like to make a report? Okay. With that, then we'll move right on to question period. The first 15 minutes starting now. Any questions? Councilor Kim.
Thank you. Although the tragic incident that took place in Harvard a few days ago, it's not related to this, but people are now talking about security issues in Harvard. Is the university administration discussing anything about improving the security in Harvard?
Sorry, who is your question addressed to?
To VPSO, but to everyone, anyone who could answer the question. Anyone.
Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. That's a great question, Councilor Kim. One that I'll be pursuing in the next couple of weeks. I think right now the university is much more focused on the notification system, just because there was a lot of concern over that, especially on Twitter, but also a number of gateway articles and other sort of forms of media wrote a lot about that. But I will be emailing and getting in contact with a lot of different university individuals about security.
Yeah. Councilor Wynn.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I have a question for Vice President Suma. So what kind of training are you planning for the rest of the students out on campus after following the shooting, like lockdowns and like that?
Vice President Suma.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. In terms of training, I don't really think any training is necessary from the Students Union's sort of perspective. I think it's mostly, if there is more training that needs to be had, I think it's on the university side. And if the council has any suggestions that I can put forth to protective services or even risk management and things like that, I would highly recommend that you pass those suggestions along. In terms of what students did with this particular incident, especially like Governor Kelly said, I think we acted very, very appropriately and in a very timely manner, considering the gravity of the incident. So I think from the Students Union's perspective, from what our volunteers or our employees have been doing, I think they showed the highest caliber of sort of performance, I guess I would say. So, yeah.
Are there any further questions? Councilor Babick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. This question is for VP Opsbine, because I believe the answer with Bond is people, but I'm not 100% sure. In regards to Room 606 with the various committees meet, is there any possibility of getting certain improvements, for example, whiteboard markers that work, perhaps a projector, or if we need to work on legislation or anything that would require all of us to be looking at the same document at the same time? Or even a non-smelly space to the room is quite smelly.
Vice President Shima.
Thank you very much for the question. I wasn't aware of the smelliness, I suppose. I think I'm habituated to the odor because I spent too much time in that room. As far as whiteboard markers, yeah, we can do that. I'll make that happen. There's a projector available for committee chairs to book out from Students Union reception. So as long as they book the projector in a timely manner, that is available to any committee to use, or to any SU-related group to use for meetings in that room. So that's available, and I don't know if it would be necessary to have a permanent installation in the room. More generally, with respect to the overall quality of the room, we're considering it in scope, whether or not it makes sense for it to be in scope for the upcoming renovation project. So there are a number of areas in the tower which we're looking at perhaps resigning, reconfiguring, or at least refreshing. That's one of the items up for discussion on the table. So there's opportunity for that to be inserted into the renovation discussion.
Thank you very much. Councilor Kim.
This one is mainly for Vice President Knight, but also for others. So you mentioned in your reports that you met up with the people from CSD and talked about the roles of executives in the orientation. I was wondering if you... if the executives were thinking about planning to be involved in the International Students Orientation, which is a quite big event.
That's a great question. Right now, the executives are discussing the possibility of getting involved in the athletes' orientation, which would be the second day of orientation. They've requested this specifically, so as executives, we're talking right now to see whether it's appropriate to do something just for them or for all of orientation. So it's definitely taken. That point is very well taken, and I will bring that back to the executive team to see if they're interested in something like that. Thank you.
Are there any further questions? Seeing none, we'll move on to board and committee business. Item 6A, Smith moves that upon the recommendation of the bylaw committee, Students' Council approve Bill Number 1, that Students' Council adopt the bylaw replenishment in second reading based on the following principles. The Students' Union should have a procedure to replenish vacant executive and Board of Governors representative positions that is democratic, expedient, and transparent. An executive selection nomination committee should be used to narrow the pool candidates of 10 in the event of over 10 candidates. If the vacancy occurs in time for the position to be filled in the September by-election, an interim executive shall be placed in the position until this by-election by Students' Council. If the vacancy occurs after the September by-election, Students' Council shall choose the person to fill the position for the remainder of the position's general elected term. Please see document SC-12-05-01. Is there a seconder to seeing this motion? Vice President Sumar. Councillor Smith, would you care to introduce?
So this is the second reading of Bill Number 1. The desire was to take what we passed in the previous, in the first reading, and move it into actual bylaw language. I don't think I'm allowed to speak for it in this. We just talked about it, so I think that's all I'm saying.
Very well. Just for council's benefit, it's on the back of the first page of the main agenda under item 7, replenishment, and we're generally talking about the wording that you see in that information item rather than the wording in the principles when you're going to be debating. So with that, is there any debate? Councillor Smith.
I'd like to make an amendment.
Sorry, Councillor Smith, we're going to need someone to speak in favor and against opposing your amendment. If there's no debate, we can move an amendment, but okay. Vice President Shima.
I'd like to speak both in favor and against.
I'll count that as speaking. Doesn't matter, actually. Is there any other debate? Councillor Smith.
So now I can do the debate.
Sure.
Okay. In section 1A and B, I'd like to change the reference from the first student council meeting in September to September 1st.
All right, you said September 1st?
Yeah.
Very well. Is there a seconder to this amendment? All right, Councillor Kinda. Councillor Smith, would you care to introduce?
The logic behind the switch is we, in examining other bylaws, we wanted to make sure that it would have time to be on the September by-election, and it states the nomination deadline has to close 20 days prior to the election, so it wouldn't have had time.
Is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Vice President Samar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move an amendment to the amendment, but it's just an editorial motion.
Very well.
Just after the September 1st in clause 1B, there should be a period. It should just be September 1. Right where your first is. No, not there. in 1B, September 1, there shouldn't be a period after that. It should just be September 1, but before April 30th.
That's a comma.
It's a comma? That looks like a period, I don't know. Sorry.
Okay. It looks like a period. It looks like a period.
Very well. So is there any opposition to carrying that amendment as friendly? Oh, Councilor Kim?
I have another editorial change. Don't we have to add FT at the end of after September 1st?
Would you like to move an amendment?
Sure.
Sure, okay. Councilor Kim wants to move an amendment to the amendment, so that's to add ST after both. Subscript it after. Is there a second to this amendment? Vice President Sumar, is there any opposition to carrying this amendment to the amendment as friendly? Seeing none, very well. That's carried, so now moving on to the main amendment, which is the September 1st on both. Is there any opposition to carrying that amendment as friendly? Seeing none, carry that. So back to the main motion. Is there any further debate on the main motion? Seeing none. Oh, Councillor Lay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd just like to make a small amendment that I think will be seen as friendly. That's in Section 3, Council, C, or uppercase the capitals, but it's lower case C to capital C, sorry.
And sorry, where?
In Section 3. To change following the council meeting with council as a capital C, this council goes to refer to
Is there a seconder to this amendment? Councillor Kinda, is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none, it's carried. Back to the main motion. Is there any debate? Vice President Sean.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make an amendment to the motion.
Go ahead.
First is in line 1A. Council will appoint an individual to the position on an interim basis until, instead of reading the by-election and campaign, it should read the results of the election of the by-election are announced, comma, in accordance with bylaw 2300. The results of the by-election
are announced.
Are announced and remove the words and campaign.
And then remove the words and campaign?
Correct. And secondly, in 3A.
Great. Sorry, I just want to make this clear for people. Okay, sorry, item 3.
Yep, and in 3A. Change the business day immediately following the meeting in which the vacancy occurred, replace in which the vacancy occurred to on or following when the. Vacancy occurred.
Is that correct? Sorry.
Yes.
Very well. So I'm trying to make it a little bit more clear. I know these colors are kind of confusing. So the red is what we are talking about in the amendment. The black is amendments that have already been passed. And the blue is the original. Very well. Is there a seconder to this amendment? Councillor Lay? Is there any... Vice President Shelley, would you care to introduce?
Yeah, I'd be happy to. So, first amendment is made to clarify exactly when the position or when the term of the interim executive ends. The statement of campaign and by-election wasn't a clear point in time, and so I've moved to clarify it to the moment when the results of the by-elections are announced. For the change to 3A, a vacancy need not occur at a meeting. A vacancy can occur prior to a meeting of council in the case of a resignation. And so this is meant to clarify the language around that.
Very well. Is there any debate? Seeing none. Oh, Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make an amendment to the amendment.
Here, only one deep right now, so sure.
So where it reads, or if the amendment were to pass, where it reads, following the meeting on, strike on to write in which, to read following the meeting in which, or following when the vacancy occurred. So following the meeting in which, and strike on.
All right, is there a second note to this amendment? Oh, Councilor Kinda, Vice President Smart, would you introduce?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I think this just clarifies that the vacancy could occur in the meeting.
Is there any opposition to carrying the amendment to the amendment as friendly? Seeing none, it's carried. Back to the amendment. So that's the red again. Is there any further discussion on the amendment? Seeing none, is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? It's carried. Moving on to debate on the main motion. Is there any further debate? Vice President Shima.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make a couple of amendments to the motion.
Very well.
So the first is an amendment to Clause 1A, and the amendment is to replace Bylaw 2300 with Bylaw 2400. And the next piece of the amendment is under 3AIA. And that would be to replace the Judiciary of the Students' Union Bylaw with the words Bylaw 20, or Bylaw 1500.
1500?
Yep.
Like that?
Perfect.
Is there a seconder to this amendment? Vice President Chellen? Vice President Chima, would you care to introduce?
Yeah, certainly, Mr. Speaker. The first half of this amendment is simply to correct the reference to bylaw. On advice of the Chief Attorney Officer, I referred to Bylaw 2400, and it appears that the bylaw procedure is actually incorporated in that bylaw as opposed to 2300, which is a bit counterintuitive, but that seems to be the case. And the second half is just to make references to those two bylaws more parallel and just nicer, more slightly pleasing.
Very well. Is there any debate on this?
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead.
How would I go about dividing those two into two?
You would make a motion to divide the motion, which is, which requires a seconder and is amendable. Is there any debate on this motion? Vice President Smart?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move to divide the amendment.
Very well. So what this means, Council, is the Vice President is asking for us to vote on the two separate amendments individually. So is there a seconder to the motion to divide the amendment? Councilor Chowdhury? Very well. All those in favor, raise your placard.
Question.
Sorry, actually, I should have given him a chance to introduce. I'll do that. Vice President Samaraj, you care to introduce.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. The reason, there's many reasons which I can outline so that I can, like after this motion passes, but essentially it's because I do agree with the First Amendment, I don't agree with the Second Amendment, and the Second Amendment, that's why I can speak to it more during speaking turns so that I'm not speaking in favor of something. But that's the only reason why. I'll explain more after. Sorry, it sounds very convoluted and clouded and sucks, but say it.
Very well. All those in favor of dividing the motion? Okay. Passes. So is there any debate? I guess we will go with the first one, which is striking 3 and putting it as bylaw 2400 right here, Council. Is there any debate on this? Seeing none, is there any opposition to carrying this as friendly? Very well, let's carry. So now we're debating the amendment to strike the words "the judiciary of the Students' Union bylaw" and replace it with bylaw 1500. Is there any debate? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So just elaborating a little bit more, the reason I'm actually opposed to this change is because the wording that is written here is almost directly taken out of the bylaw 2000 series. So this wording is actually reflective of what is currently in our bylaw, and changing this would mean that we'd have to make a number of changes within bylaw 2000, which I'm very comfortable with making. However, if council wishes to sort of stay consistent at the moment, I believe that we should keep it as was written by the bylaw committee, so not to remove it. Judiciary of the Students' Union bylaw, but rather just leave that section in.
Very well, is there any further debate on this? Vice President Shima.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'll be honest about this. This isn't a point, it's not a point to die on, or a point that I feel very strongly about. However, I will disagree with the Vice President. Having a sentence that both refers to one bylaw by number and another bylaw by name, it's just sloppy English. It's a word, parallelism or something like that. I can't really read that English. But it would be an improvement to refer to both by name or both by number. We're not bound to use the same stylistic error that is being rampant throughout our other bylaws. And I would suggest that if we have an opportunity to improve a bylaw, then we do that.
Very well. Is there any further debate on this? Seeing none, we'll go straight to a vote. So we'll do this electronically. Does everyone, I'm actually turning this off with the Skype votes. Everyone understands what we're voting on? Yes? Okay. If you are in favor of the amendment, number 1, or yes. If you would like to abstain, number 2. If you are against the amendment, number 3. You may vote now. Voting closes in 3, 2, 1. That amendment passes. So we are back onto. Okay, Council, thanks. We're back onto debating the main motion. I just wanted to clarify for Council, this is obviously a little bit confusing. Even I'm getting confused. And so if you have a question at any time, just ask a point of parliamentary inquiry. I'm deliberately going a little bit fast because there are a lot of different amendments, and that's why it possibly could be a little confusing. So please don't hesitate to ask a question, or if you'd like me to read out the motion or exactly what we're talking about, don't hesitate to ask. So anyway, we're back to debate on the main motion. Is there any further debate? Councilor Babak.
I think, Mr. Speaker, I'd like to move an amendment.
Go ahead.
section 1, subsection 1, A and B, just like to add a couple of words in front of the date markers. So in A, where it says after May 1st, I should say on or after May 1st. And in B, where it says April 30th, it should say on or before April 30th.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Very well. Is there a seconder to this amendment? Councillor Kinda? Councillor Baddock, would you care to introduce?
Certainly. It's just it's not quite a stylistic change, but the way it was worded previously left a two-day gap where it would be uncertain. This way, that gap is closed and both days are inclusive. So all the days of the year are covered.
Very well. Is there any debate to, is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none, the amendment is carried. And we're back to debate on the main motion. Is there any further debate? Seeing none. Oh, sorry, Councillor Lay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make an amendment. Following the similar debate as the previous one, in section 2, council needs to be put into uppercase as well in section 3, subsection 2, subsection D, and as well as...
Sorry, where was the first one?
During number 2, during the council meeting.
During the council meeting, and then where's the next one?
Next one in section 3, subsection 2, subsection
A, subsection 2,
subsection B. Does that make sense?
Subsection 2, subsection B?
Of 3.
3, subsection B?
Subsection B.
This paragraph?
Don't go down a bit more. Just before section 4.
Point of parliamentary inquiry, Mr. Speaker.
Go ahead.
Why can't we just control F and just replace all of them?
Is that what you would like to do, Councillor Lay?
Yes. I don't know what you're trying to do.
So the amendment is to remove all of the under or the lowercase c's and replace them with uppercase c's. Is there a seconder to this amendment? Governor Kelly, Councillor Lay, would you care to introduce?
Just all in good grammar.
Great. Is there any opposition to carrying this motion as friendly? Seeing none, that's carried. Back to the main motion. Is there any further debate on the main motion? Councillor Lay.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to make an amendment to Section 4.
Very well.
Where it reads, on the basis of injuries held during council meetings, I'd like to add held during the next council meeting following the close of nominations. Following the close of nominations.
Like that?
Yes. Thank you.
Is there a seconder to this amendment? Looking for a seconder. Vice President Sumar. Councillor Ray, would you care to introduce?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I believe the addition of those words will just clarify the council meeting. I think before it was just grammatically incorrect.
Very well. Is there any debate on this amendment? Any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none, the amendment is carried. Back to the main motion. Is there any further debate on the main motion? Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry, just a question to the floor. Just upon reviewing this, it seems as though the sort of sections 2 and beyond apply to sections 1A as well as sections 1B. So just to other members of the bylaw committee, it would be, personally, I think it would be slightly difficult to find at least 50 to 100 signatures during the summertime if there were to be a vacancy. So is there something that maybe a lesser number that we could use in the case of section 1A?
All right, Councillor Smith.
Thank you. From my personal standpoint, I believe that just to ensure the legitimacy of the position, I think that 50 signatures, although, say, especially with the commuter campus that we have, a large proportion of the student body is in the general Edmonton area, and I believe that many people could find 50 people. There's spring classes, there's summer classes, there's many things going on campus, as well as the extension of people that they know. I believe that 50 is not an unreasonable number.
Very well. Just a note, if you're on Skype and you'd like to speak, just make sure you say something because I'm not able to monitor the Skype window right now. Is there any further debate? Seeing none. Oh, Vice President Sumar. Sorry, Vice President Kuzmu.
Thank you, Speaker. Just some editorial amendments, and hopefully they'll be friendly. If we go to point number 5, let's go down. Just a full stop. Is there a full stop already?
Nope. Okay. Right here?
Yeah. Also, if you point C, if you scroll up. Yeah, right there. And after point B, after the semicolon, there should be an add, I believe.
Here?
No, sorry. The point B, sorry, okay, thank you. And yes. Also for point A, we'll scroll up. For 3AIA.
You'd like an and here?
Yes. And I don't know if there's a. Yeah. Hope that passes friendly.
Is that correct?
Yeah. Are there any objections?
Very well. Is there a seconder to seeing this amendment? Councillor Kinda. Vice President Kuzma, would you care to introduce?
No.
Is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none, the amendment's carried. Okay, moving on to debate on the main motion. Is there any further debate? Seeing, Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Sorry to continue on this, but at this point it seems very unclear as to the definition of what a member would be. Although Councillor Smith is correct in that there are many spring and summer students who do frequent the U of A, at this point it seems I'm not entirely 100% sure, and I've been trying to talk about this with Vice President Shima as to whether or not those students are actually members of the Students' Union, because I'm not 100% sure on whether they do or do not pay Student Union fees during the summertime, and therefore might not be considered to be members of the Students' Union. All right. Well, then in that case, then that statement is withdrawn.
Very well. Is there any further debate? Seeing none, we will go to a vote. Vice President Kuzmu.
Sorry, Mr. Speaker, one more friendly editorial amendment. Under point 1A, at the end of it, at the end of point 1A, there should be a semicolon and.
Right here? Scott? Is there a seconder to this amendment? Governor Kelly? Would you care to introduce? No introduction. Is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Oh, Councillor Babick. Seeing that, we will go on to discussion. Councillor Babick.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Since those two sections, A and B, are conditions, there's really no way you could have an inclusive. They couldn't both happen at the same time. I mean, it might as well be an or it could just be nothing as it sits now.
Very well. Is there any further debate? Seeing none, sounds like we'll go to a vote on this one.
One is in favor, two is abstained, three is against. You may vote. Everyone understand we're voting on the amendment, which is to strike the period, replace with a semicolon and an and. You may vote now. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1. That motion failed. Is there any further debate on the main motion? Seeing none, we'll go to a vote. So we are voting on the main motion right now, Council. Once again, one is in favor, two is abstention, three is no. You may vote now. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1.
That motion passes. Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
My motion is that Council Board impress on you that upon recommendation of CAC that Student Council approves simultaneous employment of Kevin Smith as an SU employee and an SU counselor.
Sorry, can you repeat that one more time, just a bit slower?
The motion is that Council Board and Carson move that upon recommendation of CAC that Student Council approves simultaneous employment of Kevin Smith as an SU employee and an SU counselor.
Very well. Is there a seconder to this motion?
Can I second?
Councillor Wynn?
It's seconded. It's built in.
That doesn't work like that, Council. If it's a motion from the floor, since that would be the first time Council is aware of the motion, one Councillor would introduce it, then I would ask for a seconder, and a seconder would be made. I will allow Councillor Carson to introduce this, because clearly that was the understanding, but just for Council's benefit, that's how it goes. Very well. Is there, sorry, would you care to introduce the motion?
Sure. So, Councillor Smith works for the Center for Student Development, and SU operating policy dictates that employment for the SU of an SU counselor must be approved by council.
Very well. Sorry, did you say at the start of it that she seconded it? Is that why?
Sorry, we were
yeah.
CAC.
Okay.
She wrote in London.
Very well. Cool. Okay. Is there any debate on this motion? Vice President Sumar.
So just to make it very clear, this basic, in operating policy, it's written in that staff are not to be, student staff cannot be members of Students' Council. That means that they're not hourly staff, but on a salary. So if you're an hourly staff, this operating policy wouldn't apply, but because Councillor Smith is a salaried staff, operating policy applies. So basically what Councillor Borden and Councillor Carson are proposing is to, the only authority that can approve that a councillor is a staff member is council. So this is basically putting that, formalizing that, if that makes sense. Sorry, just to expand a little bit more on that, but yeah.
Councillor Carson?
Can I speak in favor?
Sure.
I'd like to speak in favor of this. Kevin maintaining his job because his contract expires in September. He's working for orientation and student services, so he's done in September, and it's not, hopefully won't apply the rest of his term.
Is there any further debate? Vice President Shira.
This is a point of personal privilege.
Sure.
Would it be possible to have the motion written on the screen?
Do you want us to email you?
Do you think that would be faster?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, sure.
Do you want to email?
Just speaker at SU.
I'll just no subject.
I apologize, I didn't realize that she said the name in it for the seconder, so I apologize, that's my mistake.
Oh, that's okay, don't worry about it.
Okay, so this is the motion. Is there any further debate? Councillor Wynn.
I would like to speak on favor of this because, you know, Councillor Smith has been a very active role in CAC, you know, a lot of committees, but it wouldn't be fair for him to be kicked out of the job.
and have no money, or you know, losing a job. That doesn't make sense.
Okay. Very well.
Or in Kevin's case.
Is there any further debate? Vice President Shima?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move an amendment to the motion. The membership is, the amendment is right at the end, and it would be, instead of and a SU counselor, it's and membership as an SU counselor. Actually, can I change the amendment, or do I have to do and membership on SU council?
On SU council?
Yeah. And council.
Like that?
Yeah, looks good.
Is there a seconder to this amendment?
Councilor Ruth, is there any opposition to carrying this? Sorry, would you care to introduce?
Yeah, this motion just makes the distinction that term on SU Council is not an employment relationship with the organization, but that is it's a volunteer move, essentially.
Very well. Is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none, amendment carries. Is there any further debate on the main motion? Vice President Sumar?
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move an amendment. Hopefully it's carried as friendly.
Go ahead.
Councillor Lay aptly pointed this up, but students and students council should have a posture. Yes.
Is there a seconder to this motion? This amendment? Councillor Lay, would you care to introduce Vice President Sumar?
No.
Is there any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none, that amendment is carried. Is there any further debate on the main motion? Oh, Councillor Kinda.
I vote in favor of this just because I see no conflict of interest, really. So I encourage you to do the same.
Very well. Is there any further debate? Seeing none, we'll go. Vice President Sumar.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I'd like to move another amendment.
Very well. Go ahead.
So that it reads Kevin Smith as an employee, SU employee, with a term ending
September 30th,
2012. Is that correct? Yeah, with appropriate commas and spaces and so on.
Where's the comma?
And after 30th.
Okay. Is there a seconder to this amendment? Councillor Carson? Vice President Sumar, would you care to introduce? No. Any opposition to carrying this amendment as friendly? Seeing none, the motion will carry. Very well. Is there any further debate on the main motion? Vice President Shima.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I just want to clarify the nature of this motion and how it relates to operating policy. There's a section in operating policy that indicates that members of Students' Council are not eligible for employment or salary employees of the Students' Union. That's already been stated. There's a second, so that clause is further qualified by statement saying that Council has the authority to make an exemption to that rule. So Council has the right to exempt individuals from that rule on case-by-case basis, and if council were to vote in favor, they would be exercising that particular right in operating policy.
Thank you very much. Is there any further debate? Seeing none, we'll move to a vote.
Division parliamentary.
Go ahead.
How do I go about having an abstention?
That's a great question. At the end of this motion, I will ask if there's anyone who would like their abstention noted. I haven't on previous motions because there wasn't anything that I deemed as a nature worthwhile. If you ever would like to do that, Council, and I don't explicitly say, would anyone like their abstention noted, just do exactly what Councillor Smith just did. Very well. So the motion is that Councilor Borden and Carson move that upon the recommendation of CAC, that Students Council approve simultaneous employment of Kevin Smith as an SU employee with the term ending September 30th, 2012, and membership on SU Council.
One is yes, two is abstention, three is no. You may vote now. Voting will close in 3, 2, 1.
It's too much help for the
Is there any abstentions that wish to be noted? Councilor Smith? Very well, that motion clearly passes.
Go ahead.
Could I please have my extension note as well?
You may. Okay. With that, we are at the end of our normal business. Is there any further business? No? Okay, I would just like to say before we close today's agenda that it would probably be worthwhile for council to try to avoid situations where we get into hour-long debates on wording in the future. So if that's the case, I would recommend that if you know a motion like this is coming up, you attend the committee meeting, you read the motion before attending council and send the amendments to the mover or to myself and Nicole. Or that you simply make more of an effort prior to the meeting so that when we have longer agendas, we won't necessarily be debating these type of amendments for you know 5 or 6 hours. Okay, so we'll just do... actually, we'll adjourn first and we'll do 10 minutes. So with that, we will adjourn at 7:10. And I will do attendance. President Yamagishi. Vice President Chellen.
Present.
Vice President Kuzmu.
Present.
Vice President Shima.
Present.
Vice President Sumar.
Yes, I am here.
Governor Kelly.
Present, Mr. Speaker.
Councillor Milner. Councillor Kim.
Present.
Councillor McGinn.
Present.
Councillor Kinda.
Present.
Councillor Mills.
Present.
Councillor Ruth.
Present.
Councillor Borden.
Present.
Councillor Lay.
President.
Councillor Holt, or sorry, Mr. Meschner?
Present.
Councillor Smith? Councillor Curlew? Councillor Lang? Councillor Crone? Councillor Babbick? Mr. Lott?
Present.
Nice.
Councillor Carson?
Present.
Councillor Bellinger? Councillor Chaudhry?
See you.
Councillor Truong?
Call me baby.
Sorry, I'm...
Councillor Cucci-Gazelle?
Yep.
Councillor Nguyen?
Go for you.
Councillor Pham? Councillor Bui? Councillor Hodson? Councillor Mumfries?
Present.
And I'm here.
Colton, you missed it. You descended.
He signed in technically before you started taking attendance.
I saw it.
I didn't know.
Just
I was actually hard to
ask because you know the premise you are one thing, right?
So
like you know yo.
Yes, dear Rory.
Dude, you don't have a video for me to go.
take that one part out of the pastor's speech, and then tweet that to Ryan Brosgrove. Did you see what Brosgrove tweeted? There's this one video clip that Jim and I watch. Well, Jim and I talk about regularly. This guy talks about Atari. So I wanted to just take a cut. Because the rest of the video is pretty inappropriate. Mike, can you do the rest of it out?
Oh,
sure.
Oh,
thank
you. Next 2 minutes. Probably.
Yeah. So I have no idea. Looking forward to it.
I'm sure you should.
Yeah,
it'll
be introduced for next week.
Yeah, maybe that's the next thing to do.
Yeah.
Go through and make sure all the...
Oh, you know what else we should do? We should put a plan on the front part.
2400. And move it to 2300? Yeah.
Don't have to amend this bylaw.
No!
So it's just an editorial change that can be done at bylaw.
Yeah, there you go.
Bam!
You don't have to see.
Maybe.
Oh my god.
That was so...
Come on.
By the way, your point was not well taken at all at the end of that.
I thought well and hard if that was within my scope to do that.
Because you're like, attend the committee meeting, and the committee meeting is the next day after council.
Yeah, but clearly this was discussed at the committee.
Yeah,
but it's not like people knew that this was coming. Like, knew that there would be this many amendments to make.
If...
Hey, yo, you though, it was sent out to you as a member of bylaw and specifically told to edit.
And I also said, or read it before the thing and send in your amendments ahead of time.
Sorry, no, nobody was.
Are you telling me? Wait, are you guys. Are you.
But I met with not only the executive committee, but with the chair of bylaws specifically pertaining to these points.
Are you telling me that you wouldn't, that you don't agree, that you think that.
I completely disagree. Fundamentally.
All I'm saying.
All right.
I want to bring back bylaws. Safety monitor for that committee. So, compromise.
Well, it's fine. It's just like, the problem is when you do stuff like that, is that there ends up being no debate on like what needs to be debated. Do you know what I mean?
Maybe there was just no debate because everyone was in agreement, right?
Maybe the executives of the bylaw committee just did a better job. This wouldn't happen.
You know what? Sorry, I was too busy being in Montreal during this meeting.
You know what? Executives of the bylaw committee actually stayed.
I get a keeper job.
This would happen.
So Nicole, is that the final version of that thing, and then also
Zach. So much. Okay. Yeah. Sounds good.
Me being here for a bylaw meeting? Come on.
God. Ragging on me for that.
So unnecessary.
Yeah, very.
Grab you. Phil?
Yeah.
Go.
Ooh.
Sell your hammer.
Your hammer, not a gavel.
See you later.
Hopefully
we can get that Google.
It's gavel time. Your point is not what
Yeah, I'll get it. I'll make sure we do it.
Okay.
Sadiq's comment would have made us consistently inconsistent.
It would have made us consistent, but yet incorrect.
I was trying to make us inconsistently consistent, which is better than not being consistent at all.
The last person I've heard make arguments like you make is Natalie Cott. She was always right, 100% of the time, but it was always like.
I would just want to see Natalie Cox in action, because I feel like at JC she was always wrong.
No, she was always right. I was wrong. I know that now.
No, she was just a huge troll at JC. It wasn't because she was right, it's just because she was trying to be a troll.
Which JC?
Like LHSA Joint Council?
Mm.
That's a store.
It's some guy in the Bible.
His name is John. John Cabot.
Yes. I was so worried that when that the thing about me came up, that there'd be like even one person just speaking against it and start crying. And be like, no, that's conflict of interest. I just start bawling.
Fuck you.
Well, I don't know why you almost shouldn't have that policy. If, because there's been someone on council the last couple of years with that, right?
Not last year.
There's Susan, but she resigned.
There's Susan, Craig.
Was an exemption made for Craig?
Yeah.
What was Craig?
Craig was the website. It was something because he was like hourly or something like that. Maybe it didn't.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it was hourly, then it doesn't matter.
But I don't know.
I'm afraid your time to make recommendations has passed.
I don't think that our council would ever say no, though.
I think they might, just because, like, I don't know. Depending on who, what service they were from, how many of them there were, etc., etc. Like, I remember hearing something about a committee that was struck so that more staff members would be on council, and that committee was, like, essentially, like, shut down.
Mm.
Because they were, like, encouraging staff members to run for council?
That was a services committee.
Yeah.
That was last year, wasn't it? Right?
Yeah. That was the week I was away. That's what happened.
I abstained because counselors are my boss. Oh. I don't want to be putting my boss in a position where they have to decide between being my boss and not being my boss, because that's kind of a conflict of interest, in my opinion.
Boss and employee.
Yeah, that's why we have that rule.
Yes.
Kind of like, you're not his boss. I'm his boss.
Boss.
Exec kind of is, though.
Well, I guess you're his boss today.
20%.
You're his boss.
Yeah, actually, that's true.
You were his boss yesterday, and you're his boss today, but not tomorrow.
Well, tomorrow I'm his real boss.
Wait, so who's his real boss right now?
Barstool's boss.
Wow,
anyways,
really?
You
guys
do that today.
Yes, see, man.
See ya.
Petros is having an argument with Justin today, and Petros is like angrily trying to make a point. This rubber ball, I just like chucked it at Petros' sack. He was like, "Grr!" You think Petros is actually gonna go for a run today?
Yeah, I do.
Or do you think he's only going to go for a run today because we've been trolling him so much and that he's not going to go for a run? I think that's where he gets his drive from. You hear this? Petros is running marathon.
Yeah, I just hear that.
On, it's on the...